This is a moment to reflect on the atonement as Elder Ronald A. Rasband ponders teachings from Christ's ministry.
Palm Sunday was not just an event, another page in history with a date, time, and place. Jesus Christ's triumphant entry into Jerusalem and the events of the week that followed exemplify doctrine we can apply in our lives today. Let us look at some of the eternal doctrine that weave through his ministry, concluding in Jerusalem. First, prophecy. Old Testament prophet Zechariah prophesied of Jesus Christ's triumphal entry into Jerusalem, even describing he would ride on a donkey. Jesus foretold his resurrection as he prepared to enter the city, saying, "Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him, and the third day he shall rise again." The companionship of the Holy Ghost. Joseph Smith taught, "No man can know that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost." The Savior promised his disciples at the Last Supper in the upper room, "I will not leave you comfortless." They would not be alone to carry the truths of the gospel forward, but would have the consummate gift of the Holy Ghost to guide them. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you," he promised. "Not as the world giveth, give I unto you." With the gift of the Holy Ghost, we have that same assurance that we may always have his Spirit to be with us. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, we may know the truth of all things. The atonement of Jesus Christ. In his final days following Palm Sunday, he carried out his remarkable atonement from the agony of Gethsemane to the mockery of his trial, his torture on the cross, and his burial in a borrowed tomb. But it did not stop there. With the majesty of his calling as the Redeemer of all of Heavenly Father's children, 3 days later, he stepped forth from that tomb, resurrected as he had prophesied.
That was an excerpt from Elder Ronald A. Rasband's talk, "Hosanna to the Most High God." This is a moment to reflect.